You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The owners' meetings are going on, and these guys are talking now. So, you know, Rob Saleh's talking, Brian Daboll's talking. Jerry will have some of that sound coming up in his update in about 25 minutes. And this notion and idea and theory, and I believe that a lot of it is based in fact, the questions that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are getting, and John Mara got yesterday, is about drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, or holding on to one if you talk to Woody Johnson.
Well, yes, and if you want to talk about that first or the Giants first.
Well, let me just say about Woody Johnson, I think that's just, you know, that's a smokescreen. Like, we support Zach, we think he's good, and it's the owner saying that, you know, they're going to hold on to him potentially if they can't trade him because they're not going to cut him because they believe in his talent and all that other stuff. To me, that's just a smokescreen. Now, in order to trade him, they may have to put a draft pick with him. Mm-hmm. And the other team essentially accept his contract, but they get a draft pick with it.
Yeah.
So you're buying a draft pick and Zach Wilson, in my eyes, is not going to be on this team next year.
No, I mean,
there's no way. He is too hyper explosive when it comes to the fan base.
Yeah, he won't be. And what Woody Johnson is doing is trying to create or get some of the leverage back. You saw what some of these other quarterbacks went for. No one's trading anything for Zach Wilson. And everybody knows, like what you just said about Zach Wilson, every other general manager knows that he can't be on the team.
If the Jets don't want to pay the salary, which is probably why they don't want to cut Zach Wilson, like I said, they may have to attach like a swap of draft picks so it's not as embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know, maybe you, Zach Wilson and a fourth for somebody's seventh. You see what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. So the team that's getting Zach Wilson is also getting a draft pick that they're more interested in, and that's why they're taking on a contract.
Or they may, you know, find that they could rehabilitate him. I don't know. Maybe San Francisco would want him with one of their compensatory picks, or, you know, they swap picks all the time. So you never know. But I do think it's going to have to be somebody, at least as I sit here now and then listen to what Woody Johnson said yesterday and almost, there's going to have to be some sort of swap of draft picks so somebody is picking up the salary but essentially buying an extra draft pick or a higher draft pick.
I mean, they're a year late on this, and I feel like I could say that I was on that because I did not want Zach Wilson being the backup quarterback last year. Couldn't believe he was coming back. They believed in him. You told me that he was going to be the backup because they wanted him to be the future quarterback after Aaron Rodgers was here for a few years. It ended up being miserable, and now he has to start his career somewhere else.
I just want to be totally, I told you that's what they were thinking. That's not what I believed.
Yeah.
So, it kind of worked out that way that he stayed, and the idea was that he was going to learn from Aaron Rodgers. And I think initially they got off to a great start, you know, and I think it was good for Zach to watch Aaron Rodgers do all the things that he did in training camp. And how he led the team in training camp. We all saw that on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
We all loved it. We loved what Aaron was doing. You know, go eat with your other teammates. Go meet somebody else. Remember all those little tips that he was giving those guys?
Yeah, of course.
And that was great stuff. And I don't know why Zach, does he have horse blinders on? Not being able to understand that you need to be the leader of the entire team? I don't know. Maybe that was it. But then all of a sudden, you know, he gets hurt. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt and is gone. And then it's Zach Wilson by himself. And I know that they probably talked and texted back and forth before Aaron came back here. But I also think that, you know, Aaron is such a powerful presence that when he wanted to practice, when he came back and that Achilles started to feel better, I'm sure that there was a lot of unseen tension between the two of them. It's just natural. It's nobody's fault. It's just it's the business. It's somebody failing in the business and then being replaced by a guy by the name of Tim Boyle, then being asked to come back and then being told that he doesn't want to play, and then that getting out into the media and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
And that's why that kid can't be here. That's why that kid has got to be traded or cut eventually. But I think it's going to be a swap of draft picks, and maybe somebody will eat the contract and, you know, buy a higher draft pick next year or something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's ask Woody Johnson what a successful season is to him.
Successful season, it's kind of in the eye of the beholder.
I wonder.
That's not a good answer.
I wonder. I don't know this. Anybody ask him this the other day?
I don't know.
Because what happens if Donald Trump wins the presidency? Is he going back to Britain?
That is a good question, actually. Mm. And then his brother takes over again?
I mean, he's up there on stage.
Rehires Adam Gase.
Could you imagine?
Wow. Yeah, that is very interesting. And by the way, Rob Salah gave a wuss answer.
Yeah, I agree. I have that here, too, because that's part of this whole segment. He was asked point blank, is anything, now Aaron Rodgers will be back. They're expecting him April and May and, you know, back on the practice field. So you were hoping he's fully healthy. So is anything short of the playoffs a failure? That was the question.
I'll never say that. You know, it's, you know, like I said, we're put your head down, do the best you can, put your work in. And obviously we all want to win games. We all want to go to the playoffs. We all want to win championships.
But he wouldn't.
I mean, guys, you got to understand something. None of us that have ever played or coached are ever going to use the word failure before the season even starts. We're not. And, yeah. You know, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, but time.
And he's got to answer it that way.
Then just say it'd be horribly disappointing to not make the playoffs and leave it there.
Then you should write his answers for him. I mean, he's
He's been doing this for 4 years now. He's not a rookie anymore.
Right. I mean, and no Jet fan wants to hear that. This is the way that he talks to the fans. And the actions that they have made tells you that they are all in and they can't miss the playoffs, especially after last year. You know, his answer should be something like, you're kidding me, right? After everything that we have done, what we went through last year with Aaron's injury, you're going to tell me that we're going to miss the playoffs again? After all these signings and everything we've done, that would be terrible. Yeah, it would. So, of course, we're trying to do that.
You know,
and not just make the playoffs. Win the goddamn division. Rick Cimini. That's what I would say.
And I like the guy. I'm one of the few that actually like him.
You know, my thing is I think back to last year when he was texting with Joe Beningo. And Joe Beningo decided to let everybody
He don't
know.
Like the cornerback, I can tell you that. he hates him. And don't get me started on this nephew of his. That he hates, too. Nobody knows about this guy, but what a total loser. But anyway, that's off topic. But he hates... Let's go back to him hating Zach Wilson. So I've got all the text right here. It says that he hates his quarterback. What? What'd I do? I don't understand. What? He sent it to me.
And by the way, his beard looks like he put shoe polish in it.
I know.
There's no way it's
dark.
That perfect.
That is dark. But I will say this. That he... told Joe Beningo everything that a coach would tell his buddies.
Yeah.
As to why they were losing last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Joe just kind of...
Told everybody.
Held
the press conference himself.
So, I mean, I know where he's coming from. I think there's more to that cut, too. I think, didn't he also say we have to win and we have to... I mean, I don't know. I don't get that upset about those comments because I think
just,
they...
You want them to be publicly as pissed off and wanting to come back and kick ass as the fan base does. And when you hear like, oh, I mean, I don't know, if we don't make the playoffs, it's going to be a failure. Well, damn right it will be.